miracles to come, but it shall be because of me, not because of you, but because of me, saith the Lord. For surely I'm going to open up even a new realm for you, and a new anointing, and a new release. For thus saith the Lord, it's going to be so, as you step forth and do that which I tell you to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
I would say unto thee that he who hesitate is lost, but I would say thou hast no hesitation, therefore thou art not lost. But thou shalt move when I say move. Thou shalt no longer look at each other and say, do you think I ought to move? But you will be of one, saith the Lord, and you will move when I say to move. And you shall come and go as I say come and go, saith the Lord. And you shall not lose the strength that I've given thee this day, saith the Lord. It is the strength of the Holy Ghost. And where he leads you, you shall follow, saith the Lord. And they shall know that they know that they know. I have sent you because you have come, saith the Lord, this very day, saith the Lord. It's not an accident that you're here. You came for one reason, but I came and brought you for another. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's good, my son, for a tree to stay planted where I plant it. It's not good for a tree to be uprooted and to plant itself here and to uproot and plant itself there. But I say this next place that I call you to will be a permanent place. It will not be a place where your roots will be taken up and transplanted someplace else in other soil. So I say listen, and listen hard in the days ahead. For the next place I bring you to will be the place as the Lord.
We ain't done.
Now, before you all go sit down, let's go back and pray for Lois for a few minutes.
I think I'll come over here.
I would like for the whole church to pray for
you. Yeah, we're going to pray for
you. Got a lot of nerve wanting all that.
Praise the Lord. Father, we're just praying right now for Sister Lois, Lord. What a pillar in the temple of God she's been. And Father, I just praise you right now. And I ask you, Father, to let your healing begin to flow even into them hips and those legs. And Father, that even as she goes on in years to come, Father, that you would loosen her up, that she can walk freely again, and that she can move about freely. Lord, I'm asking you to even place an anointing on her like you'd had on Moses, Father. That his natural forces didn't abate. And Father,
amen.
I just ask you
amen.
Right
amen.
Now,
amen.
In the name of Jesus, to bring restoration to my sister here.
Amen.
And set her free, Father, even in her legs and in her arms and hands.
Yes.
And
yes,
Father, I just ask you to let her be a blessing everywhere she goes.
Yes.
And Father, she a lot of times she's one that sits back, and as she sits back, you lay people on her heart, and you cause her to pray for people and to minister to people. And Father, I just ask you right now, to displace even a special a freedom and an anointing on her,
yes,
that everybody that she comes in contact with that is in your kingdom, that you would just begin to start
amen.
Laying them on
amen.
Her heart
amen.
And cause her to begin to just speak a word of life just right out into the atmosphere, Father. And as she speaks it out into the atmosphere, it's going to be a mighty word and a powerful word and a releasing word. Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I just ask you, and
I
thank you, and I just bless her in the name of the Lord. I bless her in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
For surely she has been a pillar in the temple of God.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I would say unto thee, my daughter, I speak to your bones. And I sell them bones, and I command them in the name of Jesus to get in line with your spirit. And that spirit is rising high, saith the Lord. And I command these bones to rise high. And I command these feet to get in line with those bones and no longer drag or no longer be in discomfort, but be in comfort. Because you're in comfort, you're in my presence, saith the Lord. And where the joy of the Lord shall flow over, thou shalt know that thou knowest that I am He in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. And that you already know that, but I'm saying unto thee, encourage thyself in the Lord Jesus Christ and in Him only, and see my hand move not only in you, but in everyone that you look at, saith the Lord. Because as you look at them, I see them clearly, saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yea, I say unto my daughter, yea, that I am well pleased. Yea, many seeds that I have planted. And yea, I said the light is getting stronger. And yea, peace shall be. Oh, yea, my shanda, my kataya. Oh, my daughter. Yea, look up and take encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
For yea, I am moving in ways thou seest not. But yea, I said, I've heard thy prayers and I've seen thy tears.
Yes.
And yea, that thou shalt see and know that I am God that is coming to move.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Oh, glory. Oh, Shabbat. Lord,
we praise you. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Praise
Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's pray for this young man right here, too. Okay?
Jesus. He's my standby. Jesus,
bless the
Lord.
God, I ask you, Lord.
What a precious young man this is.
Lord,
Lord, you've known this young man before he was ever in his mother's womb.
Yes.
And you called him, and you have a call on his life.
Yes, he does. And he knows it.
And Father, in Jesus' name, I call forth the gifts and the callings in him. I speak a release to him today that from this day forward, he's going to be different than he's even been in times past, because he's going to hear your voice clearly. He's going to know what you want him to do, and he's going to move forward and do that which you'd ask him to do. But he's going to be a strength to his grandmother here, and he's going to be a strength to everyone that's around him. They're going to see a supernatural strength in him all of a sudden. Because, Father, you're going to empower this young man.
Yes.
You're going to place such an anointing on him that it's going to be aware. People are going to be aware of it everywhere they go. For surely, my son, I would say unto you this day that you shall never be the same after this day. For surely, I'm placing my spirit upon you in a special way. I'm going to release you into everything that I've called you to be. It's going to be a time element. It's going to take time. But I would say unto you that do that which I would tell you to do each day.
Amen.
Listen to my voice and pray and ask me, Lord, what would you have me do today? And then be obedient and do that which he asked you to do. And surely as you do that, you're going to find that you're going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. You're going to grow in stature, in men's sight. They're going to look unto you and they're going to begin to look and see the Christ within you. And they're going to be drawn to you. And as they're drawn to you, you're going to begin to even speak a word of release into their life. Father, in Jesus' name right now, I just say, I bless this young man. I ask you to release all the gifts and callings you have upon him. And Father, we just thank you for his life. And we thank you for what you're going to do in him. You're going to do a mighty work in this young man. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Be patient, my son. I know that there are many questions, but understand that there are also answers to all of your questions.
Amen.
But in due time will the answers come. For tribulation worketh patience, and I am working patience in you. But continue to look to me. Don't trust in your own mind to come up with the answers to these questions. But come to me, read my word, meditate in my word, and the answers will come. And I will not be late. It may seem like it's 1 minute to 12, but I will be right on time, says the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
This is my cousin. She's an evangelist.
Praise the Lord.
Love you.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you, buddy.
Bless you,
buddy. Bless you, buddy. Bless you. Sick 'em, Tiger.
Chico.
Father, in Jesus' name, right now, we just bring her before you right now, Father. Lord, we ask you to begin to just break those migraines off of her, Father.
Yes,
Father. Lord, as she will praise you and just begin to be released in your presence, Father, you can just break every yoke that would try to bind her in the physical, Father. And Father, I just ask you right now, in Jesus' name, Father, just even touch her head, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Lord, just bring release here. Just bring release here. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yes.
Lord, hallelujah, Mama. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, everything, God, that she's worried about, Lord, let her turn it to thee, God.
Yes.
For God, thou art the comforter. Oh, hallelujah, Lamb of God. Lord, I praise you.
Yes.
God, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord, in my name, Jesus. Soul, I say unto thee, not to worry, not to fret, but to look unto me, for I am the God.
Yes.
I am the mercy, and I am the love that gives thee. Mm. Oh, my child, I love thee, and to seek me, and to believe what I'm saying unto thee, God, this day that I shall move, and I shall deliver.
Hallelujah.
Holy Shandamakatai. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord, from the top of her head down into the soles of her feet, God, to bring peace, God, to bring joy,
yes.
God, Lord, let her feel the love that you have for her.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. God, to move the disappointments and bring her joy.
Yes.
God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, God,
Amen.
To me.
Amen.
Holy Lamb of God.
Amen.
Lord, I praise you. Honey, don't worry. Don't fret. Holy Lamb of God. We have a God that is so big that he can turn everything sweet. He turns it around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all the sadness, all the disappointments. God brings joy and he brings relief. Oh, Shandamakatai. Just look up to him.
Father, in Ephesians 6, you talk about the armor of God. And you talk about how it's able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, Lord, in that chapter, you talk about praying with all manner of prayer in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I pray that you will fill Julie and baptize her with your Holy Spirit, God, and that you would loose her tongue, Father, that you would loose her tongue, Father, that she would be able to pray and to pray in the Holy Spirit, because she knows not what to pray, but the Spirit maketh intercession, and it knows how to come against the powers that be. And so I say, be filled with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, and pray often in the Spirit.
And I would say unto thee, my daughter, I have taken stress out of thy life and given you rest. For I would say, enter into my rest, saith the Lord, and stress no more. Quit trying to figure it out in your own mind, and let the mind of Christ be in you. And as it's in you, rest in him, and he will take care of any trouble that you consider trouble in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to quote that poem that the Lord gave me. Why do you struggle and why do you fret? When all that you accomplish is to get upset. When everything seems to go the wrong way, just lift up your hands and begin to pray. And truly to praise me in all these things. For my peace will lift you as though you had wings. And as you look on the problems below, I will give you the strength and the wisdom to know that surely I hold you in the palm of my hand, and that nothing can touch you unless it's part of my plan. And I want you to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
When you find yourself struggling or fretting with something, begin to start praising the Lord. Begin, it will release you. It will release the tension, because when you start praising Him, you're acknowledging His presence. You're acknowledging His power. And just like that song we sang, when I come into your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary. That sanctuary is right inside of you. Where we're standing face to face. And that's when you'll stand face to face with Him, as you begin to release yourself into the praises of God. And Father, just help her to release into the high praises of God, Father. And Father, I just ask you to just loose Julie in the Holy Spirit, Father.
Amen.
And Julie, as you're praying and you're praising God, and if you'll just praise Him a lot of times with your mouth out loud, I tell you what, when I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I was driving down the road in a car one time just praising the Lord, and all of a sudden some funny little words come out there. And I thought, I don't know what that is. But that's the part that will help the Lord release that presence in you and release that spirit. And then when you don't know how to pray, you can pray in that unknown language. And then the Spirit will make intercession for you. But sometimes we just don't have anything. We don't know what to pray. But I tell you what, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, God knows. And we're just going to believe that you'll do that, okay? God bless you,
Julie. And there's one verse, I believe it's in Thessalonica, in 1st or 2nd Thessalonians. And I've been chewing on it myself for the last couple of weeks. And it's one verse that says three things. It says, rejoice in the Lord. Pray without ceasing, and in all things give thanks to God, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Rejoice, pray, and thank God for everything in your life.
That's right. Thanks.
Praise the Lord.
That's the
Lord.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Did you want to take the offering? No, they didn't.
If we could have some ushers, we'll take up the offering. Brother Gary, why don't you come and lead us in prayer as over the offering? Well, all of our young fellows are not here today, so Rich, would you mind doing it? And you are. You're way younger than me, that's for sure. Almost all of you are younger fellows than me. I think me and Jim are the two old guys in here. I don't know. Ken might be as old as me. He's probably. Praise the Lord. Okay. Come up and lead us in prayer over the offering.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. It's an honor and a privilege to give to you, one who gave so much for each of us. We could never outgive you and never thank you and praise you enough for all that you have done in us and through us, and that you continue to do every day. That you are the potter, we're the clay, that you're molding us and shaping us into your image, Lord God, that you might be glorified and exalted. Now bless this offering, Lord. Just multiply it. Let it do the work of the ministry, everything you intended to do. Let it meet the need abundantly above all that we could think or comprehend. We bless it in Jesus' precious name. God's children said,
amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you didn't hear what Margaret said, we didn't do prayer requests. Does anybody have any prayer requests they'd like to bring forward? Let me see why you're popping and cracking so much here, buddy. Okay, I think you'll be all right now.
Okay, hopefully I won't.
Does anybody have any prayer requests they'd like to bring forward? Yes, Kent. Walter Vaughn. I should remember Walter Vaughn today. Anybody else?
Oscar,
yes.
Remember the Hawkins family? We'll be going to a funeral in Amelia. It's a cousin, 62-year-old, died of kidney cancer. Remember the family? We'll be going there in September.
Okay. The Hawkins family, right? Praise the Lord. Anybody else? I'd like for you all to remember Kathy and Mike. Linda Repay passed away. And, you know, she had cancer, so, but she passed away. And they're going to have a private memorial service for her. So, you know, none of us will be invited or anything because it's just going to be just family only. But just remember them guys in your prayer, you know, that God do something beautiful out of even a situation like that, you know. Sometimes we just don't know what God can do out of the midst of something like that. Okay, anybody else?
Yes. On the news, they had a work. This factory burnt down in Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, they had this woman on, and she said she had just lost her mother. And now that's where she was working. Now she lost her job. She doesn't know. So they had to let it burn. It burned down.
Yeah.
They didn't use any water because they were afraid the chemicals would be in the water and the sewer and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So pray for them.
Yes, praise the Lord. Let's just believe that God will open up new opportunities for all of them. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in your presence right now. Father, we thank you for your sweet, sweet spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you knew all these prayer requests before they were ever mentioned and that they were spoke right out into the Holy of Holies because the veil of the temple was rent in twain when you were crucified, Father. And Lord, we can come boldly right into the Holy of Holies, right into your divine presence, Father, and just make our petitions made known to you. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We give you all praise, we give you all glory, and we give you all honor. In the name above all names, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother Clyde's going to share the word with us.